Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show broadcast number 377 for Wednesday, May 4th. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were about 70 cents weaker to 70 cents per ton stronger in early activity on Wednesday. The July contract was down 20 cents at $503 in choppy trading on Wednesday. Weakness in the Canadian dollar propped up canola as it makes the commodity more appealing to foreign buyers. Commercial buying is still strong, analysts say, which was another supportive feature. Strength in Chicago Board of Trade soy oil added to the advances, but favorable seeding weather across Western Canada capped gains. Malaysian palm oil closed lower overnight, which could pressure prices throughout the day. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all stronger. Soybeans were about 1 to 5 cents per bushel stronger on Wednesday, with the July contract at $10.31 per bushel, propped up by gains in the crude oil market. Stronger crude oil prices increased the likelihood of processors blending soybeans into biodiesel. Spillover support from the nearby soy oil market was also a feature on Wednesday. Lower production estimates from Argentina further supported prices, but dryness in the region will allow farmers to continue harvesting soon, which limited gains. Corn prices were about 1 cent per bushel stronger in early activity, with the July contract at $3.81. Stronger crude oil futures were also supportive to the corn market. Reports of lower production from Brazil was another supportive feature on Wednesday. Dryness in that region had hurt crops during their pollination period. But favorable seeding conditions in the U.S. is bearish, especially as planting is already ahead of the average pace. For wheat, prices were about 4 to 5 cents per bushel stronger, with the Chicago July contract at $4.71 per bushel, gathering support from the nearby corn market. Wheat fields in Bangladesh are being destroyed by disease, and concern about its spreading is bullish. However, gains in the U.S. dollar limited advances on Wednesday. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, May 4th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jean Regis.